Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Matthew?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that, Matthew. My name's Jesse. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing here for your area. It looks like actually your file was actually just sent over to me to go ahead and apply a pretty significant rate reduction for your established business. But before I get into the price, did you have any questions at all?
I mean, if you put me on the top of the list on Google, you know, that I could see some benefit in that. I suppose my biggest question would be how much would it cost, you know? So.
Okay. Well, it sounds like maybe you're kind of familiar with how it works then. Have you done something like this before for your company?
Uh-uh. No. No.
Oh, okay.
Put on the list on Google? No.
Oh, okay. Okay, what's kind of kept you from moving forward with any type of Google marketing up till this point?
Oh, well, I told the guy on that I was talking to before that I've had a ton of calls from Google.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I told him I was not interested, which I wasn't really interested. And at the time, you know, and they basically every time I would say, hey, I'm not interested, put me on the do not call list, they would just hang up on me every time and then just keep calling me and calling me and calling me. And so I've gotten probably over 15 phone calls for putting my name on Google,
you know.
And almost to the point of harassment and making not want to go with Google because I feel like Google has been harassing me almost, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why.
Oh, okay. I mean, just to be like completely transparent with you, it looks like the last time that our company personally spoke with you was back in 2022. So,
yeah.
It doesn't look
that,
like...
You know, the other guy was saying, you know, it could be other companies, you know, which I don't doubt. Getting all kinds of calls about the Google. And
yeah.
So, as I was telling the other guy, too, is that none of those people listened to a word I said, either. You know, wasn't even like a... It was just a one-sided conversation, you know. I just hung up on it. And anyway, so I'm open to it. So what's the price point looking like anyway?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, hey, you know, I thank you for at least giving us a chance to share this opportunity with you. You know, I can understand that those phone calls sound like they can get pretty annoying as a business owner, you know, and you're like wanting to get phone calls from people actually wanting to do like pay for it, you know, so I completely understand that. Just so you know, I mean, there's actually a way that we can help to like eliminate or, you know, kind of deter any type of other marketers or callers from Google at least. So, and then it also does help you directly track the calls that are coming from Google. At the same time. So that's kind of a neat feature that we have, you know, just something there. But now, as far as pricing goes there, Matthew, at least from everything I'm looking at here in the notes, I can get you into a reduced rate of $249 month to month. The first month, it would have a one-time setup fee of $99 to program you in. So your initial investment would be $348 and then $249 there going forward. So, I mean, do you think that's something maybe you could fit there in the budget, or how would that sound to you?
$250 a month? That's,
uh-huh.
Is there any way I can get it cheaper than that, or is that like the rock bottom price point?
Well, so, I mean, you know, if it's just kind of pricing that's the big concern.
It's a little bit much, you know?
Well, the great thing with our services here, Matthew, is we do work on a month-to-month basis with no contracts. So at the very least, what I could do is ask my boss to waive that setup fee. So, I mean, it would be just the $249 to get you started.
Yeah.
Do you think that would make it more reasonable to give it a shot?
$249 a month. My bills are already a lot, you know. Can I afford it? Yes. Should I? To be determined. You know, I spend lots of money in all kinds of different ways, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully, maybe I can get some meat out of it, I guess, you know. But that would be the hope, obviously.
Well, sure. I mean, yeah, you can look at it as another bill, but, I mean, it really is an investment into your company.
Yeah.
You're in Tampa, you know, I mean, it's not like there's a lack of work to be had there, you know what I mean? And and the type of work you're doing, I'm sure that you're probably getting a lot of people specifically that would be going to Google because they're, like, new to the area or whatever it may be, you know. as of right now, for any type of work that you're doing, let's see, I can tell you specifically. And let me just ask, how many jobs do you think it would take you to get from Google to make a return on your investment?
I don't know. $250? How many jobs would it take to make $250?
Yeah.
For one.
Yeah, okay, so you would need, like, at least two jobs to make a return, right?
Sure.
Okay. Let's just stay on the very low end, right? So for concrete and masonry, in the past 30 days, there were actually 1,845 searches done. So, I mean, let's just say that, you know, you capitalize on the low end of that, on 1%, that's still going to be 18 jobs, right? And then that creates a whole new word of mouth for you that you didn't have before.
Yeah.
So, and we don't just get you on Google's first page, Matthew. We do get you on sponsored Facebook ads. We get you the top directory listings. We get you on mobile devices. We do include a fully customized tracking and reporting system. And ultimately, we only ask you to give it 2 months, right? Because in the 2 months, you'll see a return on investment. That doesn't mean you're in a contract or paying 2 months up front. But I know once you get those jobs coming from Google, you won't be going anywhere. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Give it a try.
Okay. All right. Well, so I'm going to go ahead here and set up the Google business profile. Now, I didn't see that you guys had one listed. You don't have one, correct?
I don't know. Let me go into the office and ask my sister. She does a lot of, or maybe, actually, let me ask my wife. She's right here.
Okay.
Hey, Sammy. What was the question?
Do you guys have a Google business profile? I just didn't see one.
A Google business profile. She said, yes, we
for
do.
What?
He's giving me the sales for the, to be the top place on Google.
For Velocity?
For Velocity Construction. You said you're doing it for Mr. Patio, didn't you?
I have it for Mr. Patio. Uh-huh.
Okay, so...
We don't have access to that profile right now.
She said we're struggling with Google to gain access of it. My dad, he was the owner of the company. He established Velocity Construction as well as Mr. Patio. And,
okay.
You know, he was sole owner for 20 years, and then he passed away 2 years ago, and I took over the company. And so...
Oh, okay.
Still some odds and ends that, you know, that I still haven't worked all the details out on, I guess, which would be something like this Google for the Mr. Patio. I guess we got it for Velocity Construction. Right, Kayla?
I do actually see your Google business profile for Velocity. I do see that.
So that's what my general contractor's license, that's the business that I have qualified on Sundays, is Velocity Construction. I own Mr. Patio, but I don't technically have it, I guess, as one of my qualified things. I don't really. I do residential as well as commercial. And
okay.
Mr. Patio is mainly just geared toward getting residential leads. I still offer it as velocity construction, but I own Mr. Patio as well.
Okay, okay.
So velocity construction would probably be who I would
optimize
put myself out there. Yeah.
You know that, okay, that actually is probably the best idea right now. Thank you for letting me know that before we started setting this all up. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
If your licensing is under Velocity, it would be more difficult with the Mr. Patio as far as Google goes. It's not impossible, but if you're working towards getting
I am the
leads,
owner of Mr. Patio. You know, I own all the rights to Mr. Patio. It's just that on Sundays, I qualified with my license, Velocity Construction, right?
Okay.
And so I could do that for Mr. Patio, but it's just, why would I, right? If I'm still just, I'm just trying to, I pass out signs that say Mr. Patio, I advertise for Mr. Patio. It's geared towards your local, you know, driveway and sidewalk and patio work, you know, screen room
and
stuff like that.
Okay.
And so it's mainly just like a way to get the customers my phone, you know, my information. Because you see Velocity Construction, it looks more, and it is, it's a commercial, we do commercial work too. Velocity is geared towards commercial, Mr. Patty is geared towards residential.
Yeah,
right?
Okay,
so,
okay.
But
perfect.
It's still me doing all the work, right? You know?
Well, that's perfect though, because we can get you listed for both commercial and residential too. So, but we're gonna be doing Velocity though, right? So, this is
Velocity Construction.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right, wonderful. Okay, I'll put this in. So, now since you already have the Google Business Profile set up, that's great. We don't have to worry about that. that'll be super helpful, and you guys do have reviews on there, which is awesome. So it's going to be super helpful in speeding up the process and getting you guys listed there on that first page. Let's see here. So, Matthew, what's your last name?
I have tons and tons and tons of pictures of, you know, well-done job and also references where I could give names and numbers and probably get a ton more reviews.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Awesome. And we actually have ways to help with review generation. We found, you know, it's not like, obviously, usually it's not the most helpful if you do a job and you're like, hey, can you leave a review? So we have ways to send out like links and help with review generation that we found it was more helpful, at least to the clients, to be able to go somewhere and actually leave the review, you know, that they can just press on real quick. So, okay.
What? So I'm here with my wife and my sister. What are some of the things that this $250 a month encompasses?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I'm sorry, what are your wife and your sister's name?
Kayla and Kamala. You're on
Kayla and Kamala.
Right here.
Well, it's good to meet you both. what actually is going to be coming with that program, we're going to be doing the first page of Google for up to 15 keyword phrases. So we actually have the analytics of what's being searched for the most and what areas specific to what you're wanting to target and getting you those higher paying jobs. So like, you know, Matthew was just saying, for either commercial or residential work. We do also include sponsored Facebook ads. So these are retargeted ads to when somebody looks for your services within your service area and they go to their news feed. There's a customizable ad to whatever keyword searches that they're looking for. The ad would be popping up there on their news feed. So I'm not sure if you guys, like, know when you search for, like, shoes or something, you know, the cookies.
Or you
kind
just have a conversation about shoes and then shoes pop up in advertising.
Yeah. Yeah, it's essentially the same thing. So Facebook recognizes that person as a potential client. We do include getting the company on the top directory listings. I know you guys have a few directory listings, so we would just make sure everything is accurate and correct. We'd make sure the company is popping up on mobile devices because that's different programming with different search results. And then we do include a fully customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account, you know, all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving. So, you know, we don't want you to just take our word for everything.
And then no contract, you know, try it out for a couple months, see some results. But overall, so I got burned one time. I want to mention this. I got burned by Angie's List. Told me on the phone call that, that no, there wasn't a contract. And then they sent me some paperwork and I signed it. And lo and behold, I signed up to a year-long contract and was locked into payments for a year long, and I ended up getting zero jobs from it. It was a total scam.
Wow.
Angie's List is bogus, and I'll never get from them again.
Oh, man.
Sent me a bunch of phone numbers and stuff where I call the people, and nobody, I would say, like, at least 50% of the time, the people didn't even ever answer, ever.
Wow.
And then, like, I would call some, like, once in a while, I would get an actual lead out of it, and I would run the lead, and they was just not, like, the people were just, like, kind of shopping around. They weren't even, like, you know, serious about doing the job and stuff like that. So it's just kind of, my opinion, total bogus leads, and I got trapped into that for a year. So, the fact that if I'm able to, you know, try it out without, you know, and we can get that right in saying that, you know, it's just, and so if it works, great. I'll continue with it forever, right? But, you know, I don't want to be locked into a contract where I'm unhappy overall and stuck for, you know, like I said, I stuck for a year. And I was mad the whole year about that. Every time that money came out, damn it.
I do appreciate you telling me all that. I mean, I hear it a lot. It's unfortunate the way that they treat people. I've worked with a lot of Angie's clients, you know. I can, you know, hopefully put your mind at a little bit of ease. And, you know, just for the mere fact that you're not paying for individual leads is a huge benefit, right? So it's always going to be that flat monthly rate. It's never going to change on you. But then, yes, there's that month to month.
They charged me,
So you didn't do the lead service? You did the Angie?
Yeah, well, they
oh, okay.
Yeah, this was a few years back. And so I think this was before they even changed their name. Basically, yeah, they gave me a flat rate. I think it was $300 a month. And they just give me all the leads that, you know, they could. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
fluctuated. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's more a matter of where it is, right? So it's Angie. Less than 1% of people actually go to Angie. You know what I mean? So
I can tell you from personal experience that it's a waste of time. So
yeah.
Anyway.
But it is. I didn't know that they told you that it was only month to month, and then got you in that year contract. Because I know with Angie Ads, they do the year thing, and then with Angie Leads, they do the pay-per-lead. But I didn't know that they told you it was month-to-month and then signed you up for a year. Because I know if you get out of that, too, that you have to pay, like, 20% or something, right, to, like, get out of it. Isn't that right?
Yeah, so they didn't even tell me that option. They just said, sorry, you signed a contract. Nothing we can do.
That's really shady.
Anyway.
I'm sorry for that. Well, yes, so no, Matthew, it is month to month. There's no contracts. I do send you that in writing. With us, if you decide you don't want to continue for whatever reason, you just need to let us know 3 days before your next billing is due. But I'll also read that to you in what's called the voice verification. So it just outlines a service agreement with us. And then I do send you that in writing as well. Again, like I said, you know, we just ask you to just give it 2 months, you know, because in that 2 months you'll see a return. But that doesn't mean that you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front or anything like that.
Well, listen, I'm definitely willing to give it a couple months to see if it, you know, if it pans out. You know, I'm not going to just, like, call you back a week later and be like, I don't see anything happening, cancel, you know. That's, you got to at least give it a little bit of time. But, all right, well.
Yeah, well, I mean, I totally work here because I believe in transparency, right? Like, it does take a little bit of time to get there on that first page. Like I said, you guys do have a pretty decent online presence already, and you have a website, and, you know, you have some reviews and all of that, which is super helpful in speeding up the process. The timeline that I give to every person, even people without Google Business Profiles, is 30 to 45 days. So the fact that you guys have all of that already is really going to speed up that timeline. But I just would have to set realistic expectations regardless, you know. But we under-promise and over-deliver our services. So, I mean, yeah, that absolutely, you know. But the Facebook ads, we get those up and running within 7 to 14 days. So you should start generating some work from that, you know, especially if you're wanting to target, you know, like residential work, stuff like that. You can still even get residential work and target it at the same time as commercial work. It's still under this company, so, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, Matthew, now, what is your last name?
Kennedy.
Okay. And what is the best email for you?
It's easy one, Matthew J. Kennedy, 89.
Okay. And is it?
MattewJKennedy89 at Gmail.
Okay. Is that the year you were born? 89? Yeah, I was born in 90, so we aren't that much different. Actually, today is my birthday. So, yeah.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. So now, is this always going to be the best phone number for you?
Yeah, 526-5602. That's my cell phone.
Yeah, You don't have, like, another number or anything?
I could give you my wife's number.
Okay. Well, yeah, we can add her as an authorized user, but as far as, like, us contacting you or clients contacting you, you would prefer this phone number, right?
Yeah, 813-526-5602, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And the best address for you, is it going to be the 6506 East 24th Avenue? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then, now I'm going to get some basics here about the company. Matthew, anything I mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. But what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
You know, like, I can take phone calls whenever, you know, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay. Monday through Sunday? Monday through Friday?
Yeah, Monday through Sunday. You call me anytime.
Okay.
I'm usually pretty available, and also I usually call people back, missed calls.
Perfect. Yeah, I always think it's always just, you know, good to leave it open, you know, because even if you don't do the jobs on the weekends or something, you know, at least if you get the phone call.
Well, no, I'm not going to do the job, but I'll still take a phone call.
Yeah.
I'll take their information down. People call me on the weekend all the time to, you know, say, hey, you do concrete, right? And I tell them, yeah, send me your information. And I call them back Monday, I have my sister call them back Monday, schedule an appointment, and, you know, so on.
Absolutely, yeah. I definitely think that's the smart way to do it, for sure. Now, the best way to contact you, Matthew, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Yeah.
Okay. And now, I didn't see a Facebook business profile for this company. Or no, wait, never mind. I found it. You do have one. Okay, got it here. All right. And then I'll go ahead and add your sister to the account. Of what is her first name again? Sorry.
Kayla Kennedy.
Okay.
K-A-Y-L-A.
Okay, perfect. And her phone number?
I don't have a memo. is 813-970-5448.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and schedule an onboarding call, Matthew. Now, the onboarding call is going to be about 20 to 30 minutes, just depending on how many questions you have. It's where they're going to start creating the campaign. I can schedule you for today later, a little later today, or for tomorrow, whatever works better for you.
Let me see what I'm doing tomorrow. Today would probably be better, or tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. I can do today at from 5 to 6. Do you want to do that?
Oh, shoot. I was hoping my sister could be there. She leaves at 4.
I can do that. I can do
like what is
4 to 5.
No, she leaves her second job.
Oh, like at exactly 4. Okay.
Yeah,
we could do tomorrow.
Four.
That's fine. Tomorrow's.
Maybe let's try. Three p.m.
Okay. So that is the only time I can't do. They actually have lunch at that time. But I could do 2. So I could do 2 to 3 or 4 to 5.
Let's do 2 to 3.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. All right, got that here. Okay. So, also now for your onboarding call, Matthew, they will be calling you from the 877 number. Your account management team is always actually going to call you from the same phone number. So I just suggest it's best to save it in your phone, or if you have a pen and paper, if you want to write it down.
I'll just save it right now. So that way when they call, I know who it is.
Yeah.
Is it 1-877?
Yes, it's 877-635-6225.
2-5. And then who would I save them as?
You can save it as local splash, like a splash of water.
Local splash. Local splash. That's your company?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Local splash. And then account management team?
Yeah, account management team. You can save it as that. That works. It's also the customer support line as well. So if you need to call in and get information, you can call that line. The reporting dashboard that you're provided, you can also go ahead and contact customer support from the reporting dashboard. But you get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So that doesn't come right away. So it's good for you to just have that number anyway. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I have everything set up here, Matthew. Are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Get it. You got to walk me to get it. I got some of it in my 4034. 736. Let me walk and look at it. I'm going to double check this thing. Can you hear me, my wall?
You need your card number?
Yeah.
434. That's it?
No, you can tell us something.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. The card number.
Yeah, so I have 4034-6736.
No. It starts with 4034.
Uh huh.
8600.
Uh huh.
6736.
Uh huh.
7911.
Okay, and the expiration?
526.
Okay, and then the security code?
777.
It's a good number, 777. All
that's
right.
A number.
Yeah, perfect. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update and process the payment for the 249. I'm going to read to you guys what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program, not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So it's a welcome to Local Splashers voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Velocity Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Matthew Kennedy, owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So now, Matthew, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is that we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any question about who's calling, just ask them this question, and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
I was born in again.
Okay. And what was that?
Tampa.
Oh, okay. Pretty easy. So now, Matthew, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yeah.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Like what kind of market, what kind of online marketing?
Well, basically just what that means is if you do anything else online, which you really won't need to, just let us know so that we know that it's not in something in conflict with something that we're already doing for you. Sorry, I don't know why that came out. So. But yes,
yeah.
But yeah, we just want to make sure you're not paying for two things of the same thing. You know what I mean? So,
I'm doing a lot of different stuff right now, so I'm not sure if I already fall under that category or not. Like I have service with, who do we have service with? Thrive. They manage our website.
Okay.
Like I have, my dad's had a Yellow Book page for like over 20 years.
I saw that you had the website, so I didn't suggest that. If they're just working on your website, then that's completely fine. I already know about, like, Yelp. I saw that. But other than that, you guys don't have anything else, right?
Not that I know of.
For advertising?
For advertising, yeah.
Not besides Thrive, Yellow Pages, those.
Facebook and the website. And then sometimes I pass out signs, yard signs, you know.
Okay. Okay.
Like those signs that you see on the corner, like 2-foot by 2-foot signs. I pass those out on the corners. You know, I'm just trying to stay busy, you know.
Okay. All right, perfect. So, got that there. No, and so it doesn't sound like anything that you're doing is in conflict with something we're doing. So, As long as it's just the website, and then Yellow Pages is something different than what we do. That's just a directory listing, and Yelp is also a directory listing. So any type of directory listings are always going to be good for content creation and helping to increase your ranking, but they don't have any determination over, like, necessarily increasing business, per se. So, but I appreciate you letting me know about those. Now, Matthew, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of February 26, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 26th of the month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support. I'm sorry.
Could you hold off real quick, please?
Yeah, no problem.
There's a couple of jets flying above me. I can't hear a word.
I'm sorry. Are you talking to me? I can barely hear you.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That I had a couple of jets.
Jets.
You know, like a airplane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they were dogs.
No, there's a couple airplanes flying above.
Oh. That makes more sense. I totally thought those were dogs. It sounded like barking.
No,
I thought maybe you just got home or something.
No, I've been home this time. So what were you saying?
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of February 26, 2024, and the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 26th of the month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Please keep in mind, though, we do ask everybody to give it at least 2 months. Again, this doesn't mean you're in a contract or paying 2 months up front. It is just to get the most added benefit from the position. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah. So you said call 3 days before the next billing. It's a month-to-month basis. What else?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
We talked about it, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. I just need one last thing from you. Now, so, Matthew, your last name, again, I'm sorry, it's spelled K-E-N-N-E-D-Y, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the issue. Okay, got that updated. Now, the last thing that I need from you here, actually, is just you should have gotten a few text messages. Do you see one that says, Matthew, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay, if you could do me a favor and open up that link there, it says My Local Splash Terms, and then it has your phone number. Let me know when you get to that page.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so this is just everything that we've discussed in writing. So you can take your time, look that over. Just everything included would be the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions. The website is included, but you already have one. So, if at any point you want to change, you can absolutely do that. But then the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting, and live client support. So, again, take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, let me know. Once you're done looking that over, there's 2 boxes there at the bottom. If you could go ahead and check those 2 boxes, and then in the orange box, write out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know. Thank you. Is there anything I could clarify for you on it?
Oh, no, I'm just reading it over. I was just taking a look on it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, take your time. Just if there's anything I can clarify, just let me know.
Delays in delivery. Is the installation fee $50?
Okay. Installation fee?
Yeah. Add-on.
Are you talking about the website? Is that what it's pertaining to?
It says add-on, plug-in, installation policy.
Hold on. One second. I have to look at what you're talking about. What is it under? What part of the thing?
My site, custom website, and then it's under add-on / plug-in installation policy.
Yeah, that has to do with the website. That's not something that you're getting anyways, but that would be for, like, let's see, that would be for the basically there's these features that you can add to the website, like payment. So that would be like a third-party entity that you do the payment, you know, like the merchant, right? So there's a payment for the merchant to be set up on the website, essentially.
Yeah, we're good on that. So anyway, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it says you use stock photos until we send in the photos, so I'll get the photos sent in.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I get with on that kind of stuff? Because my sister would be facilitating that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so you'll go over all that during the onboarding call on how to send in photos and, you know, what they want, what you guys are looking for, all of that. So that's where they're really going to get into the meat and potatoes and start setting up the account.
This says early termination fee.
Early termination fee? Is it talking about the website?
I don't know. It says early termination fee. Says up to $199 should the client terminate the subscription agreement before completing the agreed upon term length. But what is the agreed upon term length? 1 month.
The month.
Per month.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, month.
So that's
uh-huh.
if I ever cancel, then I gotta pay $200 to cancel.
No, you don't have to pay anything to cancel. I'm sorry. I'd have to see, because I know sometimes with the website they have that, but even then it's a month to month program. So there is no that actually might be in regards to if you do a 3 or 6 month subscription, which is something that we do have an option for. You know, so I'm sure if somebody decided that they wanted to do that, then there would be an early fee, but you're not doing that. You're doing the month-to-month. So, you know, that the 3, 6, 12-month packages usually just save some money off the total price.
Okay. Does it say anywhere on here that it's month-to-month or no?
Well, it says on there the cancellation and refunds. You can cancel your services at any time by contacting client support. Just like I stated in the voice verification, you need to let us know 3 days before your next billing is due.
I understand, yeah.
I was just trying to find that. See that anywhere.
It says it under cancellation and refunds. There at the very bottom.
Okay. Strange. Client support, delivery dates, days. There's a artery with this thing in front of it. It has this like sign signature thing and like in front of it where I'm trying to read.
Oh, can you scroll it down? Maybe if you press up and scroll down. Should be able to scroll it down though.
It's not right now. Okay, and then it says I click on this agree to receive SMS messages.
Yeah, and then I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card.
Yeah, that's me.
And then if you just type out your name in the orange box.
Yeah, I clicked it.
Okay, did it take you to a username and login?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard, Matthew. You'll get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just look out for that. Otherwise, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the local Splash family. So just look out for that phone call tomorrow. Again, they will call you from the 877 number from 2 to 3. They will be calling you. So the whole call is not going to last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm excited for you, Matthew. I mean, I know you guys will love the program. So if you need anything, definitely don't be afraid to reach out, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye.
Nice.